天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子。现在呢，我们正在学习的是有关十字架的一个系列的讯息。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，作为一个基督徒，你是否会想过十字架上的救恩对你来说究竟意味着什么呢？你是否常常会陷在痛苦的时刻中无法自拔，甚至觉得神不听你的祷告呢？你是否会被魔鬼的试探所吓倒，觉得自己的生活毫无希望呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们来听听麦克牧师是如何分享的吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you have joined us once again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你再次收听我们的节目。
It is always a delight for us to know that you have been listening regularly to this program.
知道你按时收听这个节目，使我们很开心。
We would be delighted to hear from you and know how this is helping you.
欢迎你来信告诉我们这些节目对你有什么帮助。
We have been looking at the seven words from the cross.
我们正在讲十架七言，就是耶稣在十字架上说的七句话。
And I want to talk to you about this fifth one.
今天我要跟你谈其中的第五句话。
But I want to begin by telling you this.
首先让我告诉你。
The most treasured words of anyone are those words that are uttered on their deathbed.
人在临终前所讲的话，往往是最令人珍惜的。
I came across a pamphlet containing words of dying unbelievers contrasted by the last words of dying believers.
我看过一本小册子，把不信主的人和信徒临终时所说的话并列做个对比。
Among the unbelievers were the words of Thomas Hobbes.
在不信主的人中有一位赫布士先生。
He was a self-confessed atheist.
他自称是个无神论者。
And he said the following as he was dying.
他在临死前说，
I am taking a fearful leap into the dark.
我将要跳进恐怖的黑暗里。
And then the French agnostic by the name of Voltaire on his deathbed said the following.
法国著名的不可知论者伏尔泰临终时如此说，
I am abandoned by God and man. I shall go to hell.
我被神和人遗弃，我将会到地狱去。
But if we listen to some of the words of the believers as they died,
让我们来听听信徒临终时所说的话。
Moody the evangelist said the following.
布道家穆迪这么说，
This is glorious. Earth recedes. Heaven is opening. God is calling me.
真是充满了荣光，世界消逝，天堂的门打开了，神正在呼唤我。
In my last four broadcasts, I have been telling you about the last statements from the cross.
在前几次的节目里，我和你谈到耶稣在十字架上最后说的几句话。
The seven sayings from the cross of Christ have been cherished by Christians for 2,000 years.
2000年以来，基督徒对主耶稣所说的十架七言都极为珍视。
Let me just remind you of what I said.
让我们重温一下我们曾经谈过的。
The first of these words was about 9 o'clock in the morning.
十架七言中的第一句话是在早上大约九点钟时所说的。
Jesus interceded on behalf of people who hung him on the cross.
耶稣为那些把他钉在十字架上的人代祷。
And he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they're doing."
他说，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Then, in the middle of the morning,
然后在早上稍后的时间
He spoke a word of assurance and promise to the repentant fellow on the cross next to him.
他对钉在他旁边十字架上那个认罪悔改的犯人保证。
And he said to him, "Today you shall be with me in paradise."
对他说，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Then toward noon,
到了正午时分
，undistracted by his own pain,
耶稣并没有因极度的痛苦而有所疏忽。
He made a provision for his own mother.
他为他的母亲安排了奉养他的人。
Then when the brightness of high noon became blacker than midnight,
后来当明亮的正午时刻变得比子夜还要黑暗。
He uttered a cry of mystery.
他发出一个奇特的呼喊。
Preserved in the very words that he spoke.
圣经用他原本的语言记录下来。
Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani.
以利以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼。
My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Now we come to the fifth of the seven sayings from the cross.
现在我们要讲十架七言的第五句话。
And this one is recorded in the Gospel of John only.
这句话只记录在约翰福音。
Remember that John was there in person.
请记得当时的约翰是在场的。
John was there and he heard Jesus to be saying, I thirst.
约翰就在那里，他听见耶稣说，我渴了。
Let us read verses 28 and 29 of John 19.
让我们来看看约翰福音十九章第二十八到二十九节。这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说，我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海蓉蘸满了醋绑在牛膝草上送到他口。
Now this cry from the cross is not the cry of provision for others.
这次从十字架上所发出的呼喊并不是为别人的代求，
but rather a cry of agony that self-consciously came from the lips of the Lord.
而是出自主的口，为他所经历到的痛苦发出呼喊。
First, it is a cry of physical suffering.
首先，这是一个肉体受苦的呼喊。
The gospel writers do not necessarily want to give us the gory details of the crucifixion.
福音书的作者并不打算详细记录钉十字架血淋淋的情况。
But from the gospel accounts, we know that prior to the crucifixion, there was a day or two of tension and apprehension.
但根据福音书的记载，钉十字架前的一两天就已经充满了紧张和忧虑。
It was the tension of the upper room.
在吃最后晚餐的楼房里，充满着不安的情绪。
It was the tension of Gethsemane.
在科西玛尼园里，充满着不安的气氛。
Tension and apprehension heightened the sense of thirst.
紧张和忧虑加强了口渴的感觉。
Where the Lord prayed with such intensity that his sweat was like drops of blood.
当耶稣迫切地祷告，他的汗珠如大血点滴在地上。
And that caused intense dehydration.
那引致身体严重的缺水。
First it was Annas.
接着先是亚拿。
And then Caiaphas.
然后是该亚法。
And then the whole Sanhedrin.
跟着是整个公会。
Then across the city to Jerusalem, from the judgment hall of Caiaphas to the fortress of Antonia.
然后耶稣从大祭司该亚法的法庭被带到耶路撒冷城的另一边，来到安东尼亚城堡。
Then there was the tension of the arrest and the trip from Gethsemane to the judgment hall of Caiaphas, where the three stages of Jewish trial took place.
耶稣是从科西马尼园被捕，带到该亚法那里受犹太人宗教法庭的三重审讯。
And then a fourth interrogation by Pilate.
然后在罗马巡抚比拉多那里接受第四次审讯。
Then he was dragged across the city again to the judgment hall of Herod, where there was a fifth interrogation.
接着又被押到耶路撒冷城的另一边，到希律王那里受第五次审讯。
And finally back to Pilate, where for the sixth time in the early hours of the morning where he was interrogated and mocked.
最后大约在清晨时分被借回比拉多那儿受第六次审讯，罗马士兵还戏弄他。
Nowhere in the scripture is there records that the Lord Jesus was ever given any relief for his physical needs.
圣经没有一处记载主耶稣曾得到一点歇息的机会。
On the contrary,
相反的，
from what we know of the treatment of people on these occasions of those days,
根据我们的了解，在这种情况下，当时的人如何对待犯人？
He probably was dragged with brutality from place to place.
他很可能是被粗暴地押解到各个不同的地方。
Thirsty.
口渴。
Then there was the flogging.
还有被鞭打。
Many men have died from the cruelty of such flogging.
很多人在受到这样残酷的鞭打时就被打死了。
But he was weakened so much that he could not carry the cross up the hill to crucifixion.
这时主耶稣已经非常软弱，他不能够背负十字架上山。
After the flogging, there was the laceration and the loss of blood that followed.
受到鞭打以后，伤口破裂，大量失血。
And then there was a suspension on the cross for 6 hours.
然后被挂在十字架上六小时之久。
No wonder his soul anguished with the cry of physical thirst.
难怪他心力交瘁，发出口渴的呼喊。
In the original language, it's only one word.
原文只有一个字。
It goes like this, thirst.
就是渴。
In response, one of the soldiers dipped the sponge in a jar of wine vinegar on the end of a javelin and lifted it up to him.
其中一个士兵就拿海蓉从盛满了醋的器皿沾了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他嘴边。
We don't know whether this was really an act of cruelty or an act of kindness.
我们不知道这是出于恶意还是善意的行动。
Some have said that the soldiers were sharing with Jesus some of their sour wine.
有人说这些士兵跟耶稣分享他们的酸酒。
I don't believe that the New Testament writers want us to reflect so much on the details of Jesus' physical suffering.
我不相信新约作者要我们这么注意耶稣身体受苦的细节。
I believe that the New Testament writers want us to reflect more on the cross and what it means for our salvation than the details of the physical pain.
我相信新约作者要我们多思想十字架跟救恩的关系，过于耶稣肉体受苦的细节。
My listening friend, I want to ask you a question.
亲爱的朋友，我想问你一个问题。
What does the anguish of the cross say to you and to me?
对你，对我，十字架的痛苦代表着什么呢？
First,
第一，
that Jesus will never, never turn down anyone who comes to him crying for salvation.
耶稣永远不会拒绝那些向他求取救恩的人。
If you have ever doubted whether Christ has heard your cry of surrender, meditate upon his suffering upon the cross, and that should tell you that he has.
如果你曾怀疑基督有没有听你的呼求，请思想一下他在十字架上所受的苦，你就知道他已经听了。
There are times in the lives of even the believers when shadows of doubt fall over them.
就算是基督徒，他们的生命中也有疑惑的时刻。
There are times in the lives of believers when they wonder if Jesus would keep his word of promise.
基督徒的生命中有时也会怀疑耶稣是否守他的诺言。
Would he ever keep the promise that says, whoever comes to me in no way I will cast out?
主耶稣是不是永远都守他的诺言，凡来到他跟前的，他必不撇弃呢？
Will he keep the promise that says, those whom the Father has given me, I will lose none?
主耶稣是不是永远都守他的诺言，凡天父赐给他的人，他一个也不会失掉呢？
Or will he keep his promise that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved?
主耶稣是不是永远都守他的诺言，凡就靠他名的都必得救呢？
What about come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest?
那么凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息的应许，他也同样信守诺言吗？
When you see Calvary distilled in that word, I thirst, it ought to remind you of what the Apostle Paul said.
当你见到加略山凝聚在口渴这一声的呼喊时，你应该想起使徒保罗的话。
God, who spared not his only son, but delivered him up for us, how will he not with him freely give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？
It is impossible for anyone who would come to the Lord saying, Lord, save me, that the Lord would not save him.
若有人来到主跟前说，主啊，救我，主不可能不理会他的。
In that word, I thirst, Jesus gives us the assurance that our treaty of peace with God has been signed.
当主耶稣说，我渴了，那等于耶稣在神与人和好的合约上签了保证书。
Secondly,
第二,
the word I thirst ought to be remembered and meditated upon at times of temptation.
当遇上试探时，我们必须谨记并默想耶稣所说的“我渴了”这句话。
None of us will go through life without the constant, subtle, clever craftiness of the tempter.
每个人一生中都会经常受魔鬼的试探，他的试探总是很狡猾、不露痕迹的。
He comes to you and to me in the moment of loneliness, or in the moment of fatigue, or whatever your own weakness may give him, and tries to tempt us.
当我们孤单的时候，疲惫或软弱的时候，他就会趁机来试探引诱我们。
He is always ready for us to give him a door of opportunity or a foothold.
只要我们给他开方便之门，或给他一个立足点，他立刻就趁虚而入。
He is waiting for us to get out of the way just a little bit.
他常窥视我们少有松懈的时刻。
Our adversary is there, ready to push us all the way.
我们的敌人随时预备把我们推入歧途。
How do you meet that temptation?
你怎么样面对试探和诱惑呢？
The way you and I are to meet this temptation is at the moment of temptation.
当试探来到的那一刻，你和我就该这么对付。
Whether it be it greed,
无论是贪婪,
or sensuality,
或是声色享受,
or hot anger of hatred,
或是愤怒憎恨,
whatever it may be that pulls you in your life,
无论是什么事叫你生命受到干扰的,
at the moment of temptation, stop right then and meditate on the reality that fastened Jesus to the cross and caused him to cry out, I thirst.
当试探来到的那一刻，就停在那里默想主耶稣被钉在十字架上，呼喊我渴了。
When you do that, you will receive power to overcome.
当你这么做的时候，你就会得到能力，胜过你的软弱。
You will receive power to stop.
你就有能力悬崖勒马。
You will receive power to turn.
你就有能力及时回头。
You will receive power to say no.
你就有能力拒绝诱惑。
You will receive the power of victory.
你就有能力转败为胜。
If this stops here, it would still be enough.
如果我们今天就谈到这儿，已经有足够的学习了。
But there is a deeper meaning to this cry, I thirst.
然而，我渴了的呼喊还有更深的意义。
The word of God gives us fuller meaning to the cry, I thirst.
神的话告诉我们，我渴了的呼喊还有更丰富的意义。
If you have a Bible, turn to Psalm 42.
如果你有圣经的话，请翻到诗篇第四十二篇。
It says,
圣经说，
As the deer panteth after water, my soul pants after you, O God. My soul thirsts for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
神呢，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心渴想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
Remember that the preceding cry, the cry of my last message, was a cry of desertion.
记得我上一次节目所讲的呼喊，是耶稣被离弃的呼喊。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
With the totality of humanity's sin weighing down heavily upon him,
全人类所有的罪孽都沉重地压在他肩头上。
He had for the first time and only time in eternity seen the back of the Father.
这是耶稣第一次，也是永恒中唯一的一次和神分离。
And having tasted the wrath of God, he cried out with the psalmist, I thirst.
当他尝到神的愤怒时，他跟诗人一样的呼喊，我渴了。
He thirsts for the renewal of fellowship with the Father.
他渴望与父神再次联合。
He thirsts to be in the presence of God the Father.
他渴望与父神同在。
What about you?
你又怎么样呢？
When was the last time did you thirst for God?
你最近一次渴求神是什么时候呢？
When was the last time you thirst for being in the presence of God?
你最近一次渴求与神同在是什么时候呢？
What broken system are you looking to and to satisfy your thirst?
你是否依赖一些支离破碎的方式来满足你的饥渴呢？
In John chapter 4 at Jacob's well in Samaria, Jesus met a woman.
约翰福音第四章记载着，耶稣在撒玛利亚的雅各井旁遇见一个妇女。
A woman like all of us who was tempted to get her satisfaction from a broken cistern and from the counterfeit water.
这位女士跟我们一样，老是想从破落和虚假的水源寻求满足。
And Jesus said to her,
耶稣对她说，
Anyone who drinks from this water shall thirst again.
凡喝这水的还要再渴。
This woman thought that her satisfaction comes from her religious tradition.
这位女士以为她可以从宗教传统获得满足。
This woman thought her satisfaction come from her feeding of her sensuality.
这位女士以为她可以从声色享受获得满足。
Jesus said to her,
耶稣对她说，
This kind of water gives you a false sense of satisfaction.
这水只给你虚假的满足。
Some of you are drinking at the well of drunkenness.
有些人也许从酗酒中寻求泉水，
thinking that it will take away your pain.
满以为那可以消除你的痛苦。
Some of you may be drinking from the water of selfishness and self-centeredness.
有些人也许在自私和自我中心里寻求泉水。
But written all over these broken systems that whoever drinks from this water will thirst again and again.
但很显然的，任何人如果从这些支离破碎的方式寻求泉水解渴，还会不断的饥渴。
But thirsting after God is the only thirst that truly satisfies.
只有渴慕神的才能得到真正的满足。
Also, this cry was a cry of surrender and submission.
这呼喊也代表着降服。
The scripture clearly teaches that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, is one for whom and through whom the whole world was created.
圣经很清楚地教导，万物都是为永生神的儿子而造，也是借着他造的。
When the Father said, Let there be light, the Lord Jesus Christ organized this light.
当父神说要有光，主耶稣基督就安排了光。
When the Father said, Let us make man in our own image.
当父神说，让我们按照自己的形象造人。
The eternal Son administered and brought that about.
永生神的儿子便成就这事。
The one who created all the oceans and the rivers and the lakes of the world in surrender to the Father said, I thirst.
那位创造世界上的河流、海洋和湖泊的主，降服于神说，我渴了。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul said,
保罗在哥林多前书第十章说，
In the wilderness, Israel drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
以色列人在旷野所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Now this same rock, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I thirst.
这磐石主耶稣基督如今说，我渴了。
This same Lord who in the beginning of his ministry refused to prostitute his spiritual power to turn stone into bread, refused to minimize the suffering of Calvary to slacken his own thirst.
他就是当年一出来传道时拒绝魔鬼诱惑的主，那是他拒绝使用属灵的能力把石头变成饼， 如今同样的拒绝以解除口渴来减轻加略山上的苦楚。
This is an act of submission.
这就是顺服的具体行动。
My listening friend,
亲爱的朋友，
I want you to listen what I'm going to tell you as I bring this message to a close.
我快要结束今天的信息了，请留心听我要告诉你的。
There are many ways for us to assert ourselves.
我们有很多方法来标榜自己。
To force our own opinions upon others.
我们可以把自己的意见硬加在别人身上。
There are many ways for us to see that our will must be done.
我们有很多方法坚持自己的意见，达到自己的目的。
But when you hear the voice of the Galilean again and again saying, "You can do all that, but for my sake, submit and do it not."
但是当你听到加利利人耶稣对你说，这些你都可以做，但为了我的缘故顺服吧，不要去做那些事。
Jesus suffering physically, spiritually, and willingly submitted his own will to the will of the Father.
耶稣承受着身体和灵性上的煎熬，人甘愿放下自己的意思，遵从神的旨意。
John, who recorded the words, "I thirst," tells us in Revelation 7,
把我渴了这句话记录下来的约翰在启示录第七章告诉我们
that when we are gathered around the Lamb,
将来当我们环绕神的羔羊时
we shall neither hunger nor thirst anymore.
我们不再饥，不再渴。
In his presence, all thirst was slackened.
与主同在，所有的饥渴都解除了。
For we shall be forever in the presence of the one who is the water of life.
因为我们将与那位生命泉源的主永远同在。
Do you know him?
你认识他吗？
You can know him today.
你今天就可以认识他。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
主啊，我渴了。是的，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在我们生活中，每一分每一秒都会遇到各种各样的试探。愿圣灵可以时时刻刻地提醒我们，以一颗顺服谦卑的心来到主面前认罪悔改。其实，在主的荣光面前，我们真的什么都不是，但是主，他依旧怜悯我们，依旧爱我们。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们知道吗？怜悯的意思就是一起受苦。其实我们现在所经历的一切的苦痛，跟主十字架上的苦相比来说，真的算不了什么。而且我们所受的一切的苦痛，在神的应许中都是好的。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。